Welcome to Out There with TJ Ryan. It's strange. It's unusual. It's mysterious. It's out there. And now your host, TJ Ryan.
All right, a special on-the-road podcast for Out There. Lisa Scheel has organized this event. It's kind of a fun little event. We're at Lakeninland. Is that what it is?
Yes, Lakeninland, yeah.
Lisa, of course, is... you've branched out. You're not just the Bigfoot gal, are you?
No, not everything weird.
Which explains why you're talking to me, right?
That's right. You got it.
What is the name of... Now, you got a new site. It really looks good. What's that called?
It's backyardphenomena.com.
Now, this is a backyard phenomena investigation picnic. Is that what we're here for?
You can call it that, I guess. An outing.
You just wanted to get together with some people that have some different stories and share them?
Yeah, just get together and share stories and have fun and eat cake and food.
Now, if you're not familiar, Lisa lives in a pretty isolated area. It's near Jacobsville, right?
That's right, out in the middle of nowhere.
Now, have you had any more strange things happen out at your place?
Oh, sure, lots of stick signs and strange lights and things like that.
What do you mean by strange lights?
Oh, the orbs and stuff on the game camera, catch pictures of little orbs and things like that, and weird blurry things.
No Bigfoot sightings?
Not yet.
I mean, you said you've seen them before, partially, right?
I got a glimpse once, a dark shape. Right shape.
So you're investigating, you still go around investigating, do you travel to investigations?
I do it mostly by email and phone now, the price of gas. I go driving all over the state.
Do you have anything you can share with me about investigations?
Recently we've had some sightings reported to the group, a couple from in this area, one that just got reported a couple days ago. It happened in 99, but some people saw Bigfoot going across a road. It's a typical kind of Bigfoot sighting. Bigfoot runs across the road in front of you.
Now, what road would you say that was? It a highway? Or?
It was a side road. It wasn't one of the highways.
So are there other sightings up here as well that you've come across?
Oh, yeah. There was one happened last June. It's on US 41 north of Marquette, where a man was driving home about midnight and saw a Bigfoot run across the road in front of his car.
Wow, that's got to be a little freaky. What did he do?
He went home. He was a little freaked out by it.
He didn't stop and try to shake hands or anything?
No, I don't think he was interested in that.
Hey, buddy, is that you, Harry, from the Hendersons? Come on.
No, he didn't stop to ask for its autograph.
He just signed your paw right on here, that's all.
Well, here at Lakeninland, they say they got some Bigfoot footprints out by the front gate.
Now, I noticed also on your site, you have, you do some blog, and you do, your site is a lot more active on it. You describe your site a little bit.
Well, we've got the Backyard Phenomena blog, and then on the backyardphenomena.com, we've got a lot of articles and photos, and soon there's going to be a members section where people who subscribe to the site can see a bunch more photos and articles and things like that.
It looks good. Looks really good. We'll have to. I'll have to call you again, and we'll do another interview. Now you got to get a real live Bigfoot with you next time.
We'll try.
Just have one. We can talk to him. He can grunt. One grunt or two. One for yes, two for no.
Well, they make stick signs, so maybe they can write.
Oh, that's possible. We don't even know that. See. So what? Somebody was talking about it here earlier. I think her name was Jennifer. She asked if is Bigfoot not a person, but a mammal, or is it more of a spirit? And what was your thought on that?
She was talking about interdimensional, or is it a mammal? But I think it could be both.
You think it could be both? You think everyone that's out there is probably both, or is some are, and some aren't?
No, who knows? Some of them could be different kinds of things. I tend to think all the Bigfoot-type creatures are the same species, and they're related to UFOs and other strangeness.
Why are they connected to UFOs, do you think?
Well, they've been seen with them, and I think they're probably Sort of like the pets of the people who fly the UFOs.
That's as good a theory as any. Are they? Is it possible they were created? Didn't you and I talk about that? That they might have been created?
Right, yeah. I think we were talking about that. I think they probably were created. Whoever's in the UFOs wanted to make a kind of like a helper species to do some work for them.
You're going to make you real hairy and smell bad, and nobody's going to want to be around you. And you can't be seen. Now get out there.
It's like a theft deterrent. Stinky guys.
Go patrol the woods for us now.
That's right.
Well, it was nice to see you again, Lisa.
It was nice to see you, too.
Okay, so we're at this event. It's a paranormal event put on by Lisa Scheel. It's at Lakenin Land. Now, you're saying, what's that? Well, it's an area that's on M28, I don't know, maybe 13 miles west of the light, 41 intersection light there. Tom Lakenin is the owner of this unique place. Tom, how you doing?
Good, good. Thanks for coming out today.
Well, thank you for allowing us to be here. This is beautiful. Now, you have many sculptured items. How did this all get started?
Well, about 12, 13 years ago, I quit drinking and needed something to do to keep out of the tavern, so I started building this crazy stuff, and one thing led to another, and next thing you know, my yard was over full, and I bought this property and scattered it out here, and it's here for anybody who wants to come and check it out.
What are these sculptures made of, mainly?
Mostly out of different iron I've got off of industrial jobs, out of powerhouses and the mines and paper mills, and people cleaning up behind their barn, any kind of scrap iron I can get my hands on.
Now, can you just tell us about a few different ones that people will see if they come out here?
Oh, there's all kinds of things. There's a big elephant and an alligator and this oversized snowmobile and a bunch of crazy dancing wolves and mermaids and anything that I used to see when I was drinking. I'm just recreating it.
Good thing you had a lot of years of drinking.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got a lot of ideas.
What makes a person want to do this? I don't understand that.
Well, one, it keeps me out of trouble. Something to keep me occupied.
Do you get enjoyment out of other people enjoying your different sculptures?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. There's a logbook here in the lean-to, and you can flip through that, and you can see names from people all over the world, and people stop and enjoy it, and see a bunch of kids running through having a ball, and yeah, it makes it all worthwhile.
You know, it's free. It doesn't cost anything for anybody. You can walk through it, or you could drive through it. In the winter, Tom, you said you get a lot of people on snowmobile, too?
Yeah. Yeah, the snowmobile trail, it's Trail 417 right here, and on the weekends I got a bonfire and make coffee and hot chocolate and give it away free to snowmobilers. And then during the week, anybody wants to stop and light a fire is more than welcome. So you get, you might have a couple hundred people in one day that come through here.
Aren't you concerned that people might abuse it or do something that you don't want them to do? Or?
Well, it's been 5 years now, and there hasn't been any problems with anybody from the public, a little bit from Chalkley Township, but that's nothing major anymore. You can handle them people. So, no, everybody's been real decent and appreciative, so it's been fun.
Now, since my show is basically about paranormal, you got any paranormal experiences you can share with me?
Well, I don't know. You look through here and see all these crazy creatures. There's something a little paranormal out here.
You ever seen a ghost?
No, but there's Bigfoot tracks out here.
Are there?
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Bigfoot tracks out on the entranceway. I think when they were redoing the highway, he got into their paint, and he stumbled through that, and it goes across the driveway and up over that bridge between the ponds.
So you believe it's a Bigfoot?
Well, it was something with a pretty big foot, and he went off the bridge and jumped into the pond. I don't know where he went from there.
Have you had any other things that you've seen in your lifetime that you thought were unusual?
Oh, there's a lot of unusual things I've seen.
Paranormal? Bizarre?
No.
Not when you're drinking?
No, not really, no. Okay.
Well, it's really a beautiful place, and I'm surprised you don't charge people to come in here, because you could certainly get a price of admission to come through here.
Well, it's nice leaving it open free. That way, people with a bunch of kids and can't afford to go to these tourist traps, they can still afford to come in here, because all it costs is the gas to get here. So anybody wants to stop by, more than welcome.
Now, how far is this from the highway then, from 41?
It's 9 miles from the Holiday gas station around 28 and 41.
All right, still out here at Lakenin Land, and I met somebody from Lower Michigan. Her name is Jennifer Couples. She's with a paranormal group out of Petoskey.
Yes, hi, Tom.
TJ.
TJ.
That's okay.
Sorry, I'm thinking of Tom that owns this place.
So you were talking about recently you saw the elusive one, Sasquatch, right?
Yes, I have in my neighborhood. We have...
Do you live in a residential or...?
Country, in the country.
Okay.
We have a Bigfoot walk that we go on, that there have been sightings of Bigfoot in the area. And through our good intentions, we've asked to see Bigfoot. So back in March of 2008, we surely did see Bigfoot.
How did that come forth?
Well, just through our walking through the snow, what we saw was a white-colored Bigfoot. Some say he's a Yeti or abominable snowman. He showed himself very quickly in a glimpse, maybe 5-10 seconds. And
how big was he?
He vanished. I would say surely between 8 to 10 feet.
And what town is this near?
This is near Cross Village and 20 miles southwest of Mackinac City.
And just a short, brief moment. How many people witnessed this?
Two people witnessed it as of yet. And we anticipate that if we ask in a kind way, in a humble way, that he may show himself to us again.
What got you started in maybe looking into these kind of things, believing these kind of things?
I think when I was a very young girl growing up in the swamps in Hazel Park, it was my whole life in the swamps was paranormal. And I had several different experiences with UFOs and that really started my path on this whole thing.
If somebody wants to contact you, do you have a website or how can they reach you?
Okay, yes, I have a website. I want to base it on the state of Michigan because I believe it's a very sacred area. And I call the website the Michigan Wilderness Paranormal Club.com.
Okay, and that's where they can go, right?
Yes, it is.
It was nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, TJ.
This is Mothman. You know, I'm attracted to light. They made a movie about me.
I don't think that's the same thing.
I don't think
it's out.
All right, that part previous was recorded at Lake Inland, where I just was at. I was there in, June 21st of 08. We went out there and had a paranormal meeting, a gathering. It was hosted by Lisa Scheel. She's part of a backyard paranormal phenomena group that just wanted to get together from people all over the state, and that's what happened. We went out there and had a good time. So thanks to Lisa and everybody else and all the wonderful folks I met and all the stories. There's many more stories which I didn't share in those interviews. What I'm going to do now is play a tape of an interview that I did a few years ago. This is a woman who lives in Houston, Texas. You know, you talk about poltergeists. I think this woman probably certainly had that problem. Here's an interview with Melissa Posky, dating back a few years, and she lives in Houston, Texas. Melissa Posky is on the phone from Houston, Texas. Good morning, Melissa.
Hi, good morning, TJ.
Nice of you to call today. What a coincidence. Oh, that's right. You told me you were going to call me. By the way, you might have heard me interview Linda Ellis Dewey a couple of months back. We talked about her story, Aaron's Crossing, the book, which I thought was really, really good. You read the book as well.
Right.
You thought it was a great story as well.
Yes.
And then Linda actually said, you got to check out Melissa's story on my webpage. So I did. And she said, maybe you should talk to her. So then I did. And you're kind of leery going, who's this wacko? And so I emailed you and we talked on the phone a little bit. And I said, maybe you should share your story. Because she's got a pretty incredible story as well.
Right.
That's been happening to you, still is to this day.
Yeah.
Now, a little background. You are married. Your husband's name is Lee.
Right.
And you have some kids as well, right?
Yeah, I have two children.
26? No, not that many.
I have a daughter that's 19 and a 17-year-old son, and I have a 10-year-old stepdaughter.
Now, she's been having these events, if you want to call it that,
right,
happen at their house, mm-hmm, for quite a long time. When did this first start?
About 7 years ago.
Okay, so 7 years ago, first big event maybe that you can recall, something that happened. What was it?
My husband and I work different shifts, so we obviously sleep different shifts. And at nighttime, it would feel like we have cats, and it would feel like the cats were jumping on the bed and walking up between us and laying down. And We were both getting up at different times of the night, checking to see if we had left a kitty in the room, and wouldn't find one. Eventually, when we realized this was happening to the other, the activity got really, really bad.
Hmm? What do you mean really bad?
Very active. Very, very active. Things happen in the house. The lights turning on and off by themselves. The water faucets coming on and off. The TV channels changing.
The water faucets coming on and off. What do you mean by that? You would walk into a room and somehow it was turned on?
Sometimes, yes, but Lee has actually witnessed it turning on when no one was in the bathroom.
Well, that's got to be a loose handle, right?
Right. No.
Well, that light switch, you probably didn't pay your bill. That's why the white lights went off, right?
Wishful thinking. Wishful thinking.
So you actually, he was able to witness this being turned on.
Yes.
And he was a non-believer, right? He said,
absolutely.
Oh, I don't. Absolutely. See, that's what's great. That's what I like about it is when people that, that stuff doesn't exist. And you know what? Those are the people that it usually seems to happen to first and foremost.
That's very true.
Now, what was the story about your husband? What really got through to him, Lee? He had some kind of experience that really changed his mind.
Yeah, he generally goes to bed about 3 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon because of his schedule. And he laid down on the bed to go to sleep, and he was held down. He was held to where he couldn't move or he couldn't speak probably for about 30, 45 seconds.
He was held down where he couldn't move or he couldn't even speak?
Yes.
Yeah. And he wasn't asleep. You know that for sure.
Oh, absolutely. It's happened. I mean, it's happened quite a few times. But it's ranged anywhere from when he's initially laid down on the bed until, you know, when he's groggy. But no, it wasn't when he was asleep.
So, and this is something that's happened to you as well?
For me, once.
You one time.
Right.
And I'm guessing he was a little upset when this happened.
Oh, very much so. Very frightening.
I
very
think frightening. So. I mean, what is this? And so you even told me the other day that when he got upset, things got worse.
Yes.
It's like his reaction to this kind of ticked somebody off.
Yeah.
Whoever was doing this to them. But now you've come to the conclusion that whoever this is, they're not really trying to hurt you.
No, I really don't think so. The years that this has been going on, we've never been hurt. The children have never been hurt. It's startling and it's very upsetting, especially initially when, you know, we had never experienced anything like this before ever. And when it first starts happening, it's very frightening.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah.
Especially when you've never been, you've been exposed to these kind of things your whole life, but maybe the rest of your family hasn't.
Yeah.
And so when you're first exposed to it, it's the unknown.
Yeah.
It's our fear of the unknown. But when you start, that's why I talk about these things. When you start knowing what the unknown is, you have nothing to fear. That's the way I look at it. And that's why we're sharing this story with Melissa. She's sharing it with you. And I really appreciate you calling and talking to us about this, because it takes some courage to step forward, because people are going to say, well, they're going to laugh and point, or they're going to, you know, they're going to give you a strange look or whatever.
That's true.
And it's tough to speak your truth, and it takes some courage, and I give you credit for doing that.
And we'll continue with part two of this interview with, some people just have a lot of activity take place, and I guess we'll find out a little more about what happened. Imagine if this stuff actually is true and it actually happened to you. I'd be hiding.
This is Captain James D. Kirk of the Starship Enterprise. You're listening to Out There with DJ Ryan. Check out the homepage, www.braverinstitute.com. You can check out Way's blog and Huntcast. Pardon me while I kill a Klingon. Take that, you wretched beast! I shoot you.
It's out there.
My name is TJ Ryan. I'm the host of the program called Out There. You know, I hope to have an interview coming up soon with the people over at, what is it called? The Weird Michigan Wax Museum? They just opened up in St. Ignace, and I talked to a couple of people that manage over there, and one of them actually has some bizarre stories about a ghost in her house when she lived downstate. And the guy I talked to over at the Weird Michigan Wax Museum, it's right next to the mystery spot. He was telling me that there is some quite a bit of background. There's one of the figures is called the Dog Man. Now, Lisa Scheel, who was in a previous interview, told me that she went to this place, and it was kind of interesting. Anyway, we're going to get back to an interview with Melissa Posky. This goes back a few years. Melissa living in Houston, Texas, with her husband, Lee. I believe she has a stepdaughter at home, and her other kids are kind of grown, and a lot of unusual activity in Houston, Texas.
You know, I wouldn't be so interested in this subject of spirits if I hadn't had a lot of things happen to me as well. I've talked about the lantern incident on the air more than once. A friend of mine that passed away a couple of years ago, last year actually, just over a year ago, had a lot of things go on with that. So, you know, it's these kind of things that happen to you and you start looking around. Hopefully you do, or you can ignore everything. But Melissa's had a lot of things happen to her throughout her course of her life. Going back to how young were you?
Goodness.
Don't really know that one.
I was a child. I don't exactly remember, you know, the age that it all started.
But you've had... Now, what do you think... How many spirits do you think are visiting you in the house?
I believe that there's three here. I believe that there's a man here, definitely. And there, I believe there's two children.
Now, have you tried to, like, do get somebody in there to remove these spirits?
Two psychics, a medium, and then we had a minister in a church group come and try to exorcise things, and it calmed for a short period of time, but then after about a month and a half, it was more active than before.
So it didn't help a lot.
No.
So a lot of things you've tried have not been able to work for you, but it has gotten better. You said that...
Yes, it has gotten better.
There still is some activity, but it's not as bad as it once was.
Right.
And you told me when we talked the other day that you felt there was like a portal. Is that what they're called? Portals?
Yeah.
That you had one near your house, and your neighbor even experienced some things, which is kind of interesting. It's kind of like that Poltergeist movie in a way. Isn't it like that in some ways?
Initially it was, yes.
And then once you had that closed... That kind of changed things. But you still have a couple of youngsters. Now, what was this? You told me you got out of the shower one day, and the mirror gets all steamed up, and nobody else is in the house.
No, I was showering, getting ready for work one morning, and I was home alone. And I got out of the shower, and the bathroom, the mirror was steamed up from, you know, of course, the heat of the shower. And my nickname was written on the mirror in the steam.
And that was Mel, right? That's what they call you for short. So Mel, somebody wrote Mel, wasn't your husband, right?
No, he was at work.
Wasn't the kids?
No.
Nobody else was around?
No, just I was the only one in the house.
And did that freak you out at all?
Absolutely.
Did you go running out of the house with
I ran downstairs. I was petrified.
But after a while, then it became not a big deal, I'm guessing.
Yeah, it's... Not so much as before. You know, initially when things started years ago, it was, you know, we couldn't sleep, we couldn't eat, it was nerve-wracking. But over a period of time, you kind of get used to it.
Yeah, when you realize that, you know, maybe these are just other people that are no longer physical, that are just kind of existing, and they haven't moved on.
True.
And it's like, well, I guess they want to live with us. We should charge them rent. If you're going to stay here, you can at least help out with the rent. And your children have seen these things.
Yeah.
And the dog and the cat and animals have this ability to sense things.
Yes, they both react to, we have a dog that barks at things that we can't see. And our cat, you know, she freaks out and runs all over the house. And other times she tends to... You know, with her little paws, try to bat and play with something that we can't see, yeah.
Now, anybody that follows a little bit of, like, ghost hunting and stuff like that, a lot of times people that are ghost hunters will take pictures, and you'll see, like, orbs, things that are called orbs, which are lights, right?
Yeah.
And you've done that, and you've seen many orbs, right?
Orbs and ectoplasm.
Now, what exactly is ectoplasm? Because I seem to remember that from that movie Ghostbusters. I got slimed. Isn't that ectoplasm?
No. Not okay. The same thing. It kind of looks like fog or like smoke, I guess.
Oh, okay. That's what it is.
Yeah.
So it's not slimy.
No. Thank goodness.
You know, you should have got a hold of Bill Murray. Maybe he could have helped you out, right? Probably not.
Right.
It's something you can joke about now, but at the time, I'm sure there was a time when it was pretty freaky for you.
Yeah.
Everybody. And how's your husband, Lee? How does he feel about all that?
He's a pretty easygoing guy. Just kind of, roll with the flow. Sometimes it gets, he gets frightened, but...
Okay, here's a question I got to ask you. Why the heck didn't you ever move out of that house?
Well, it's our home, and things have always happened to me throughout my life, so,
You weren't going to leave, but did you consider moving out at some time?
Definitely.
And then we got to turn around and try to sell it and say, what are we going to tell people?
Right.
That's well, you might have a few invisible visitors hanging around.
Kind of hard to explain.
Exactly. Well, Melissa, it's a great joy to talk to you. I am running out of time this morning to continue the conversation, but we can do this again if you'd like.
Sure.
And if you can hang on the phone, Melissa Posky, her experiences with some ghosts, if you will. There's a lot of non-believers out there, but there are a lot of believers, and there's a lot of people who are in between because they've had things happen and they dismissed them, right?
Yeah.
I think every one of us has probably done that, and I dismissed stuff for years. And then as I look back, I think, no, wait a second. Anyway, thank you very much, Melissa. Hang on the phone, please.
Once again, that's from an interview I did a few years ago with Melissa Posky, who I guess things have gotten better at her house. And yeah, I will continue to talk to her down the road. I will hope to get a hold of her again soon, see if she'll want to be a part of the podcast. But that was actually run on the radio a few years ago, and I thought it'd be kind of fun and interesting. I think she had definitely some problems with portals, poltergeists. She did all these things to try to chase these spirits out. And in the end, they just kind of had to accept things. I don't know if you believe that or not, but certainly seems like a pretty good experience from what her and her family went through. And tune in again. We'll have another show coming up soon. You're listening to Out There. My name is TJ Ryan.
Music on Out There, created by Kevin MacLeod.
Beware.